Chapter 4. A Little Touch of Mary in the Night. I'm just a natural-born worrier, but I haven't anything to worry about. Mary Martin. During her first year of marriage, Mary Martin felt terribly inadequate as a housewife, even just as a wife. Though her own mother, Juanita, lived much closer, it's telling that Martin recruited her mother-in-law, who was on the East Coast, to come to Los Angeles and help salvage the marriage. But then Martin had already made great demands on Juanita by having her raise Larry. She also knew that Hope, or Mammy, as both the Hallidays took to calling Richard's mother, was in a far better position to provide Martin with pointers for pleasing her husband than Juanita. Like many another star of her caliber, Martin would come to feel that the whole world was her family, while failing to build lasting bonds with her real one. Though Mary Martin earned $115,000 in 1942, and Richard Halliday a mere $30,000, she deferred to her husband's wishes and agreed to leave Hollywood for New York, where Halliday had been more happily situated before their marriage. Given his obsession with tradition and propriety, Halliday was simply more suited to the East Coast than the more newfangled world of the rapidly changing West. Martin had also grown weary of her not particularly successful film career, which did not seem to be going anywhere. She had, after all, made much more of an impression with her Broadway debut in Leave It to Me 4 years before than with anything she had accomplished in her pallid Paramount pictures. The professional climate in Hollywood was too frigid, explained Hedda Hopper, writing about this pivotal moment and decision in Martin's life. Mary's personality gives out warmth and demands warmth in return. As she says, I beat my brains out and I like to hear the echo. According to Martin, Janet Gaynor and her husband, Adrian, the great Hollywood costumer, also encouraged the Hallidays to go back to Broadway at the time. Since Martin had made only 9 of the 15 pictures she was under contract to make for Paramount, she technically took a leave of absence from the studio when she left Hollywood. Wanting to reestablish Martin's career in the theater, yet demonstrating how tentative, in fact, their New York plans were,